Hello and welcome to another episode of Welcome to the Future.
We really should just actually do up a
proper produced intro.
Yeah.
Oh, you do it very well.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah I mean, Lachlan puts a bit of echo on it, but most of it's just you.
It's just me going, future.
Yeah, it doesn't take me anywhere near the future. It just makes me feel I'm in a weird dimension. Yeah, it's back. We're back with the tech podcast. It's in its own feed. Given that we have to do this thing daily,
we're
doing more than that. Seems like a bit much. And there's lots of interesting tech news today, such as, Charles,
Amazon has, you know, that whole system where you could just go into their shops, their physical shops, put stuff in a basket and then walk out.
It sounded really innovative.
It was called the Just Walk Out feature.
Yeah.
Never bought
it. Never bought it.
So I think this is like, welcome to the past.
Yeah. I can't imagine why it failed. Yeah.
I'll tell you. I mean, it is just a wonderful story.
All right, there's that. And then also, I just received an invitation for something called Amazon Chime in my inbox, a product that the world in no way needs but has anyway.
Oh, dear. I assume it's got something to do with the doorbell. But
Slash Bluetooth.
Yes.
Not really, but we'll see. We'll see.
All right, okay. And then the final story is just Google's in a little bit, just tiny, tiny little bit of trouble after it used all the data that it collected while people were in incognito mode on Chrome.
Okay. Who would imagine that Google would
do that?
Surveil you and wow.
More after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so should we start with the Just Walk Out thing?
Yes, I'm excited. See, I walked past at one point at one of these Amazon stores.
Oh, really?
I think it was in America or something.
Yeah.
Like really advanced stuff. With the notion that didn't everything have a tag in it and you basically...
No.
How did it work?
Well, this is the story, Dom, right? Okay, so...
I thought everything had an RFID tag in it and it just kind of all figured itself out.
Nope. That is not how it worked.
Oh, okay. Right?
And so the thing is, Amazon set up all hundreds of stores called Amazon Fresh, and about half of them had the Just Walk Out feature, right? And it was assumed at the time that, yeah, it was some sort of clever QR code or RFID code.
That's what I thought it was.
Some sort of thing was going on where whenever you put something in your basket, it went blip and worked it out, right?
Yeah, like just to contextualise this, Uniqlo now has this amazing feature, the Japanese clothing store that's in Australia.
Mm.
All you do is you get your clothes, you dump them in this sort of giant basket at the checkout. It automatically tallies the whole thing up through RFID tags.
Yes,
and then you just tap your card and you go.
Yes.
So that's actually a brilliant system. And you imagine that Amazon is one of the world's leading tech companies would have something equally good.
Well, you'd think so. And although I'd say Uniqlo has the advantage of owning all the products that they are selling, right? Like there's a sort of vertical integration there. Whereas Amazon, the whole point about Amazon is they just sell you cheap shit from China, right?
Of course.
So, you know, like why would you put an RFID into some sort of, I don't know, shine pair of thongs that cost 3 cents or something? You know what I mean? Like there's a bit of a problem.
Okay.
Anyway, because what you do is you walk into this store, you'd scan your own QR code, and then that was it. Like it would just charge your Amazon
really
account.
That was
it, right? They sort of suggested that it was some sort of AI.
Mm.
Guess what it actually was?
I reckon they're some poor goober in a data center stalking you around.
Yes. Yes.
Seriously?
Over 1,000 people in India.
Oh, my word.
Were watching you and labeling videos to ensure accurate checkouts. Because people at the time were very weirded out because you'd walk out and it would often take hours for you to be your Amazon account to be charged.
Oh, to even get the email saying you didn't steal this stuff, you bought it.
And to be given your receipt, right? And people are going, so it doesn't seem like very instant. Like the AI must be amazingly hard to be able to do it.
That's so weird. And so they were reviewing all the footage.
They were just watching you and then just having this little person in India going, oh, that'll be like $2.50. That's $3.25. That's $4.80.
An extraordinary act of cruelty to make low-paid workers in India view Americans buying things that they don't need. What a form of torture. Although I suppose they could look down on them. Wouldn't it be great to be in the data center and going, look what this idiot just bought?
Now, in Amazon's defense, they claim that all these people who were labeling all the videos were actually just training an AI. So they had this idea that one day, if you labeled enough AI videos, that the AI would start going, you know what, I've got the hang of this. But you know how much AIs hallucinate?
Like, there's no way that would work. I mean, we've been trying for years. Every time you have to verify your ID and it asks you on CAPTCHA, you know, tick all the ones with the cars in them, it still clearly doesn't know. Like, we've been doing that for – that's been probably the greatest collaborative effort in the whole of human history.
Mm.
It's just millions upon millions of us every day clicking those things. I still can't tell where the fucking cars are. Like, at what point are they going to give up?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what they should have done. They should have turned the CAPTCHA – they should have made us be the poor schlubs who have to do the –
Would it have been great to be clicking through and suddenly – oh, there's Charles buying a sack of condoms. What's going on there? Oh,
so isn't that
Andrew Hansen buying anal wart creams.
But I think we're going to see a lot more of this. Like, you get the sense that now that cash isn't free, because we went through that period, remember, sort of during the pandemic, cash was essentially free. The governments were just sloshing it around.
Yeah.
And so enterprises could just do anything and it didn't cost any money because cash was free. And I think now what's going to happen is we're going to sort of see a pullback on stupid ideas.
Yeah. Well, that's such a shame. Why didn't we get on board with
that? It's a huge shame.
I mean, one thing you did was develop content. During that period, you invested in developing content for SNL.
Yes, that's right. Yes, exactly.
Who stole the Contact Tracy sketch.
You know, I think I'm going to launch a lawsuit against SNL.
You should.
Because it's total, it's plagiarism.
And what you should do is launch it in the means of a very, very, very overhyped Saturday night live show where all the sketches are 10 minutes longer than they needed to be.
Right. Oh, yeah, I see. So actually copy the idea for SNL from them.
Right.
Yes, that's a great idea. We have, you know, late night boring show.
Wow, such a catchy title.
I reckon the ABC would go for that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right,
could be hosted. No, I'm not going to say that.
But you know who we think should host it.
Yes.
Anyway.
The point is, what it makes me go is, I don't know whether you know this, Dom, but during that period, the Chaser shop actually pioneered a Just Walk Out shop.
Did it?
But I didn't know that it was based on AI or, you know, paying people in India to, you know, track your video of you.
Mm.
I just let people walk out of the shop.
Just through hopelessness. That's very innovative. Charles, there's a brand new product from Amazon. They have so many products.
I am.
This is called Amazon Chime. And someone I know sent me,
an invite,
a chance to try it out. Try and guess what it is.
Okay, well, so my immediate thing, but you've said no, is that it was a doorbell.
A smart doorbell.
It sounds like what, you know, like you ring a doorbell and you know how Google has the Ring where it videos you. And
The crazy.
Presumably tracks all your data.
You can automatically, you know, open the front door to.
Yeah, yeah. To delivery people. Yeah.
And then a team in India go through it and mine it all. Yeah, that's right.
So it's not that. Is it something to do with music? Is it like a musical instrument?
No, it is a product that there is literally no need for.
Okay.
That everyone else has already developed.
Is it a pool toy?
No, that would be great. This guy who works for Amazon, right?
Yeah.
He sent this invitation to her and he said, you won't have heard of Amazon Chime. So take a while to get across this invitation.
Okay, so is it what you're saying is it exists elsewhere. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there are many other versions of this thing already, but Amazon's made their own one.
Oh, okay. Is it a social network?
Closer.
Message. It's a message thing? It's WhatsApp?
Zoom. It's Amazon Zoom.
Oh, no.
Of all of the things that the world did not need. Like, every other is already Teams, there's already Google Spaces, there's already Zoom, there's already WebEx. There's 50 of these fucking things, but Amazon has to develop their own one.
And so this coincides, so it's on the same day that they shut down Just Walk Out of your shop.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe they've got a whole lot of video facilities lying around?
That's why people in India are going to be doing.
They're going to be watching our meetings.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no.
It's just more
boring
data to mine.
Yes.
What a brilliant idea.
So why have they launched it? Why would...
I don't know.
Should we, from now on, whenever we're remote? Should we use Chime?
I haven't used it. I'll get back to you. It's Chime Time. It's such a stupid name.
Chime Time.
Because everyone knows Amazon Prime. Like the idea that other services have to
rhyme
with. Like, I'm looking forward to Amazon Crime. They finally admit all the intrusive shit that they do. Anyway, thank you for that invitation. I won't say who it was from, but yeah.
But can we, like, we need a review of it, Dom.
I'll
we
definitely review it.
Okay.
In the future. No, it'll just be, and I've got the app on my phone now. It's like the 10th stupid video conference. And it'll be just as bad as Zoom. That's the whole point. Zoom is so ripe for taking down, and it'll be worse.
So there was news during the week that Amazon are going to use their server farm to fuel their AI, and they reckon they've got an advantage AI. Mind you, every company's saying this.
Yeah.
But they reckon they're going to make $120 billion of investments in their server farm in order to basically win the AI battle, right? Because it's all about compute power.
That's the thing that they have most of is the compute power.
Yeah.
Well, this is being done for those boffins. It's through AWS, Amazon Web Services.
So do you think maybe Amazon Chime is going to offer features? Because it's all about what are the AI features that you can offer that's going to see you be propelled in the next thing.
If it can animate me appearing to pay attention.
Exactly.
And just put out some boilerplate replies, that could be very good.
I know, exactly. Like the future is that everyone thinks that they're turning up to a meeting and yet nobody is actually at that meeting. But everyone goes away going, great meeting, yep, I'll forward you that, you know, the notes from that meeting. And AI just looks after our work lives.
That's so good. I used on the radio, I filled in for Craig on his radio show this week.
Yes.
And I used an AI Craig.
That was amazing.
Out of the news.
Yes.
And a lot of listeners thought it was the real Craig.
That's
brilliant. And someone texted in and said, unfortunately, the words were far too coherent. It couldn't be the real Craig. and he didn't laugh enough at its own jokes. But it was quite realistic. I mean, you could kind of pick it if you knew, but I reckon I would have fallen for it.
Well, I reckon what we should do is, because we tried that disastrous episode where I replaced you with an AI. That didn't work. But maybe in the future we'll just secretly do an episode where one of us is an AI. And
see if you can pick it.
And see if anyone
can. Well, I know how to use this thing now, so I reckon we could pull that off.
Okay.
Yep. All right, so one day when you're busy.
Yep.
I'll make an episode where...
who knows?
It who
could
knows?
Be now.
It could be this
it
one.
Could it could this be this one.
Our final story after this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so this one is great, which is, have you ever used incognito mode, Dom?
I have used incognito
Why?
Mode in Google Chrome.
So this news report, which is from NPR, which is the National Public Radio Network in America, is very discreet in the way that it describes the way people use incognito mode. It's just for people when they want to browse privately.
Yeah, it's for freedom fighters, Charles.
Yeah.
For freedom fighters who just want to look up, you know, ways of promoting democracy and human rights. That's what it's
Although
for.
Although it notes that some data scraped by Google could have contained potentially embarrassing searches. Do you think?
Perhaps it could. Incognito mode means nothing, right?
So what they did, this is an amazing story, right, is you went into incognito mode, they just kept capturing all the data and then used it to sell that data to advertisers to sell web traffic and ads against.
I mean, who would have thought that a business's entire existence is based on building profiles of people to sell that data to advertisers, would build profiles of you and sell it to advertisers.
But I don't understand. Like, what? So what the fuck is incognito mode if it, like, what
Like, benefit is there.
What, like, it's what? I mean, it's just not incognito.
Well, no.
It's cognito mode.
No, I mean, look, the good thing about incognito mode, if you're going to use it, be a bit more serious about it, is that it means you don't have all the cookies from the other site. So, you know how when you go onto like any site, you then get email? Like, logged into Gmail, you get ads forever.
You don't want anyone to know that you've been to the Seven News website or the Daily Mail.
Or you've browsed avocado pool toys on our site or whatever. So that's quite useful, is not having that. And it means you can like get a Google search without having your profile, which is sometimes quite useful as well.
Yeah, that's true.
But apart from that, no, clearly it's just another way of getting data. I mean, admittedly, I don't use Chrome, Charles, at all.
Yeah, I don't use Chrome.
I've always just suspected that Google might harvest the data because it's what they do. See, like it's like people with an Android phone going, oh my goodness, Google knows a lot about me. Yeah. Why do you think Android's free?
But this is the most amazing thing is, so they've just agreed to destroy all this data, right? They've said, okay, they've admitted
we've done the wrong thing.
On Monday, they had a settlement and they're going to destroy tens of millions of people's data for the thing. But this was first raised as a concern in a lawsuit in 2020.
Well, I'm surprised it took that long. It should have been raised in a lawsuit 1 second after they invented incognito mode. They're Google. Charles, this does make me sad, actually. Yeah. It makes me sad I didn't spend years using Chrome to just browse some absolutely offensive and heinous porn because there's going to be a massive class lawsuit in this.
Yes. And it'll be the most embarrassing who gets the most amount of money, won't it?
The most disgusting stuff.
But does that mean the most embarrassing searches are the ones that are going to get the biggest settlement in this case?
I think so.
So essentially, what's the process for getting in on the settlement? Like, you've got to register that you're an aggrieved party. Right? So you're going to go, well, I'll probably search for this and that.
But it's possible that there could be some search terms that are still embarrassing that aren't completely gross. Mm. Like when I Google Dom Knight reputation. And friends and stuff. Like, that would be embarrassing to put out there.
So the point is, they probably know that nobody's going to register for this settlement.
It's the perfect crime. So anyway, email us your embarrassing data at podcast@chaser.com.au.
Yep, and we will.
We're just not good at this stuff. We're just not good at monetizing people's shame.
Yes,
we've got to start a platform company.
Well, we're going to start Chasebook.
Oh yeah, Chasebook. That's right. Yeah, so don't worry, we'll get you.
So you know that the Chaser website, if you want to really be welcome to the future, is in the final stages of development.
Oh, yes, I'm really excited about this.
And we'll be rolling out the beta version of it, well, hopefully next week.
Amazing.
So, Dom, you should come to the training to learn how to use the back end and everything.
Oh.
Or that's probably, I should say that in incognito. Incognito. Use the back end.
Use the back end. I want to make better use of my back end. Again, Anna Walkran. Okay, that's it. Wow. I love tech news. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Iconoclast Network, and we'll catch you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.